All right. Welcome to the Career Report. Super excited to have you today. We are Tim and Christina Madden. Hey, every day we break down what's really happening in the job market, like who's hiring, who's laying off. And hey, real quick, this isn't on the agenda today, but I just heard, hey, if you are at Nestle, right? Nestle is laying off 14,000, Christina. As we're getting started, we're jumping right into it. They're laying off 14,000 corporate employees. So not people at the manufacturing facilities, etc. Corporate individuals.
I was going to say it can't be manufacturing. The holidays are coming and people love chocolate.
Absolutely. Accounting, you know, different roles are being deleted.
Oh man. Well, if you're at Nestle, I am so sorry for you. That is a really scary, sad time, especially right before the holidays. And if you've been there a really long time, but the good news is you're on the show with us today. So
yeah. Hey, we're breaking down two myths today. Christina was like, we need to talk about this, right?
Well, I warned the marketing team. I was like, okay, guys, I'm getting very honest today and I'm going to be obnoxiously truthful and I'm really going to tell people what's going on with why people wait this time of year. So hold on tight, hold on to your britches because I'm about to take you on a ride today.
And they are, hey, leaders can't transform during the holidays and that companies stop hiring this time of year. The truth is getting in shape and cutting back on drinking, man, there's a million positive things it does. But number one, you know, two and three, hey, it sharpens your energy, your focus, and your confidence, which if you're in a job search, you need those things. And number two, while most slow down, the smart ones double down. You know, we're going to start here. Holiday job searches, right?
Well, first, let me just say, because this is my favorite time of year for a job seeker. This is my favorite.
Because that's why I wanted to share the first stat. Do you know that on average, 25% of job seekers slow down? They slow down right now. They say that no one's hiring. What a time to truly take advantage of your competition for those senior level roles.
Only 25? I don't believe that. I bet it's 95.
Maybe. Where do you want to talk first, Christina? I got, you know, the health part or the no one's hiring part because I got stats for each. Where do you want to start today?
Well, you guys, hey, if you don't know me, I'm Christina Madden. And if you don't follow me on LinkedIn, be sure to head on over there. It's Christina with a K and follow me. And you can see my ruthless post about this morning that looks like it's hitting some trigger points for some people. But hey, I said, hey, do you want to be fat, hungover, and unemployed come January 1, or do you want to be hot and hired? And I can say that because I was fat most of my life, so I'm allowed to say that, right? But like, listen, this is not only when people disguise, you know, procrastination with planning. They're like, they think that, okay, well, if I just put this off till January 1st, you know, that's like a strategy or planning, but really it's procrastination and you're signaling to your brain that you're comfortable with putting your goals off. You know, so there's that, there's the procrastination, there's the health thing that Tim's talking about. Right now, everybody, mostly look around you, right now everybody's getting ready and willing to say to heck with it, like to heck with all your health and wellness goals. You're going to eat every piece of pie that slides across the table, every extra fried chicken, mashed potatoes, whatever, and have fun, have your food. Like I put in our menu yesterday, it's delicious, but mostly the desserts are keto and no sugar and whatever. But if you look around you right now, this is the time that most human beings are going to say, hey, I deserve it, right? I get to do this. Like I've worked for it. Like let's just hang out and drink and eat. And why is that, right? We really have to stop and say like, why is that? Usually it's like a conditioning, the way you grew up, you know, traditions, it's psychology and society says, now's the time of year you get to do whatever you want. And even for disciplined people, like I'd say I'm pretty disciplined and there's a lot of people way more disciplined than I, you'll all of a sudden notice that extra beer you opened or you're staying up an hour later than normal. You're skipping the workouts just because it becomes so much easier this time of year. So, and when I say hot and hired, you know what feeling hot is like to you. It means you're moving, you feel fit, you feel influential, you feel happy. It's not just aesthetics. I'm kind of playing around with that, right? Like it's really so much more than that. What is hot and happy to you? And
well, really there's just stats too. I mean, you know, not stats of people while they're in the job search, I recommend them because they're like, but just from the Harvard Business Review.
Hey, Tim, your mic just went a little bit out. Say testing. All right, you're good.
Okay. No, well, leaders who work out are on, this is Harvard Business Review, on average, 15% more productive, and they have 23% higher energy. And what do you think happens when you're more productive and you have higher energy? Do you think you impact the team in a positive or a negative way? Improves decision-making, composure, et cetera. It's crazy.
And yeah, it's like, are you going to let this be a comfort season or a growth season, right? Holidays, they numb ambition. Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand, Christina. Maybe you can help me out here. People think that people slow down during the holidays, but we've been in business now for a long time, right? And if you're missing a key team member, right, that's what people think about on these holidays. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine not having a CFO or someone in ops or being down a key team member or a key role. Like, what are you supposed to, you're really just going to say, well, you know, it's the holidays, so we're just going to, we're just like not worry about it. That's the thing I can't think about. Like, if there's a vital role that's open, why, what's the benefit of waiting until January 1st?
Well, again, we're talking about, so the top 1% of people are not waiting. Okay. So the top 1% of companies that you'd probably want to work for, the top 1% of leaders and the top 1% of people, they will never for a moment slow down or put off what they need to do to achieve their targets. The other group of people, the other 99% of people in America will. And that's due to a lot of different reasons. Again, societal norms, narratives you grew up with, literal programming, the force of average, like what, how Ryan Stueman calls it. You know, you got your buddies and they're going to whatever. And it's tempting. It's very tempting. And it's a habit or whatever, you know, to lose that edge during the holidays. So it's just like, you got to bring some awareness to it. Like, do you want to be the kind of person that just says, my goals aren't important for the next 60 to 90 days. And then what, you think you're going to feel good enough on January 1st to then pick up your goals again? No, you're probably going to feel worse because now you've conditioned yourself for 30, 60, 90 days to do nothing. Now your brain has been wired to do nothing. Do you think you're just going to wake up this amazing person on January 1st? No, you have to stay consistent through all seasons, right? And I'm almost... like, people are probably thinking, well, gosh, is she saying I'm not supposed to have any fun? I'm not saying that, but probably a whole heck of a lot less fun than you might be imagining, you know, because you have big goals. Like, if you are really unemployed and you're listening to me and you were at Nestle and you're on these other teams and you're scared and you don't know where Christmas is coming from, where the Christmas gifts are coming from, how you're going to pay your bills in January. Do you really?
If you are, hopefully you're looking for a competitive advantage. That's what I always want. Why would you not want a competitive advantage, right? If you're trying to do anything. And the reality is there is less competition right now in the marketplace until January, because the facts are most executives delay their job search right now until January, which gives you, if you're in a search right now, a massive head start. That's what I keep telling people inside the ECU community, Christine. I'm like, hey, listen, get on interviews now, get into the mid to final rounds. That's where you want to be when January 1 hits, not with everyone else, because we already know what happens January 1.
New year, new me, Tim.
Exactly.
It's time to make that stuff happen. But remember, like, you guys know how I always have a scarcity thought versus an abundance thought. Scarcity says no one's hiring right now. That's what scarcity says. Scarcity is going to tell you no one's hiring. I can't do this. Whatever. Abundance is going to say, guess what? Few people are searching, applying. That's my advantage. So you have two ways of thinking always available to you, scarce or abundant, always. And you have to pause and choose that thought, you know, because you're going to hear everyone around you. And man, if you hang out on LinkedIn long enough, poof. You're going to read posts that the market is shot. No one's hiring. I'm so sad. Woe is me.
Do you want to be like those people, or do you want to take control? Because you are in control. You have way more control than you can imagine. You have to protect your health, protect your mindset, and your course of action.
Completely agree with you. Like, now is the time. And what a lot of people don't realize is so many companies hire right now, and this is predominantly probably the easiest time to get hired.
Right? Isn't that wild, guys? Think about that. Because isn't that exciting? That just pulls me right out of any funk. If you're in job seeking funk land, doesn't that get you excited? Like, oh wait, you mean my message to that person is 10 times more likely to actually get a response right now than any other time of year because less is coming at them? Because again,
That's exactly what Jim said. He was like, are there different strategies that can be used this time of the year? It's not different strategies. The strategies kind of are what they are, Jim, if you will. But I will say, just by doing the strategies right now, that is how to multiply them. Because my favorite way to get hired is LinkedIn content. And I'm talking about that today, ECU, at 1 o'clock. So, well, whatever time. Yeah, 1 o'clock Eastern.
I think
Let me verify this. No. Today, 1 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Central ECU. I'm talking about that if you're tuning in. But no, one of the ways is think about this. Developing LinkedIn content. Because here's the thing. Even during the holidays, more people are online. Despite it. When people are at work and it slows down, everyone kind of slows down right now, Christina, right? We're approaching the holidays. Workers become 50% less productive. I'd like to pull the stats on that. I'm probably sure it's something like that. They're thinking about their holiday. So what do they do at work? Guys, ladies and gentlemen, they're on LinkedIn, even the executives, right? So now if you're trying to double down on something, right, I would absolutely be doubling down on getting known, right? What's your two biggest problems in a search right now? Number one, not enough people know you. Number two, the people that do know you. Oh, this is painful. The people that do know you don't even know you're in a search right now. You know, we just had that single mom hired who got that six-figure increase, Christina. She started getting consistent with posting on LinkedIn. Someone who knew 8 years ago reached out and said, hey, I've been looking at what you're posting. By chance, are you looking for your next opportunity? Six-figure increase. Hey, results might not be typical, but still, holy smoke. So right now, here's what I can guarantee you. A crap load of people are on LinkedIn, right? They're seeing it every single day. They're seeing what people are posting. Now is the time to get known. That would be my best strategy. That's what I'm going to be talking about today as well. But don't think that companies slow down. Okay, it's absolutely not true. I'm going to keep saying this every single week. Christina knows we bought our plot of land last year around this time, right? We came to beautiful Tennessee during Thanksgiving last year. And what happened during the week of Thanksgiving, Christina? Because you were on the weekly wins call too with the clients. Man, so many, like 25 people got a job offer on the week of Thanksgiving, right? It's crazy. When no one's hiring, right? Like so many people. Why? Because here's the thing. You may think no one's hiring. Do you know what executives are thinking right now? How can we wrap this SHIT up before Thanksgiving so we can enjoy Thanksgiving, right? So if Jim's in the final rounds, right? And then he's approaching Thanksgiving, I assure you, use that as leverage to go through these interview loops, right? Like, hey, how could we, right? Put your faith and trust in me so that we can get started, et cetera. We have December, right? There's many claims that you can make, but isn't it a benefit to try to wrap things up before Thanksgiving so they're not like worried about it? Because I tell you what, the executive who doesn't have the people in place, that's what they're thinking about on Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard. You know that if you've had problems in your business in corporate America, it's not like just because it's Christmas, 4th of July, or Thanksgiving, these problems magically disappear. If anything, it intensifies. Why? Because you have more time to think about them. What do you think, Christina?
Yeah, it's more motivation to get it done before those holidays. So you've got Thanksgiving, you've got Christmas, and there's end of year deadlines in general. So many end of year deadlines. So you've got three, you guys can see how many things have we counted so far that you have working for you? What do you have working for you? Other job seekers are slowing down, meaning less information and messages and content are headed toward these decision makers.
The truth.
And then you have
the pre-holiday rush where they are trying to wrap up that SHIT, like Tim said, for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and first of the year. You have end of the year deadlines, and then you have real winners that are building out company goals for Q1. There's so much.
Exactly.
There's so much building, and like, there's so many things that debunk what your beliefs might be. Like the beliefs that no one's hiring, things slow down for the holidays. I know we're just saying these same things in different ways. Really, we always do that, Tim and I, because we want it to, like, we know different things land for people at different times. Your belief, no one is hiring and things are slow right now, I'm going to wait till Jan 1, I'm going to this, I'm going to that. You've got to stop thinking that way and start thinking of the million items that we just talked about that actually support why you should move quicker and stay focused while other people are not. Like, it's a complete flip of the script. I understand. It's a complete flip of the narrative. It's a flip of the mindset. So you're going to have to get totally out of your comfort zone, eat less, drink less, move your body. I know. I get it. Nobody wants, like, blah, blah, blah. I know. Nobody wants to do that stuff. Nobody even wants to have this conversation. You want to stay comfortable where you are, putting it off till January. I get it. But that's not what winners do. And companies want winners. So if you're not a winner, yeah, cool. Keep putting it off. Like, I doubt you're going to get hired in January, February, or March either if you're not somebody who's goal-oriented and willing to throw it all away for what? So I'm just letting you guys know. And gosh, you guys do follow me. I warned everybody I'm going to be getting obnoxious because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of
people. Not obnoxious. I don't even know why you're using that word. It's just the reality that people need to know, because it's like, here's the reality. And I love the quote from Nick Saban. It's, you shouldn't care what the score is. He said, stop looking at the damn scoreboard. What does it matter, right? What does it matter how far you're up or how far you're down? What can you control? The only thing you can control is right now. We can't control what happened last week, and we can't control what's going on in the future. We can control right now. So I love that quote. He was like, hey, don't look at the scoreboard, because he wanted his players to do the best they could every single play. Because when people look for these external things like, oh, we're down, because he always says this, you know, and I'm getting to my point, Christina. He says, hey, whether you're down or you're up in a game, should that determine how you play? It absolutely shouldn't, right? Like, if you're up, continue to crush them. If you're down, continue to do your best. And what happens is, that's why people mess up interviews all the time, because they say, oh, Christina, it's just a recruiter. It's just HR. And then when they meet with the CEO, it's like, oh my God, I'm meeting with the CEO. And I'm like, shouldn't you show up the same way to every interview? Are you showing up to these lax? Then now we have to treat this as serious. And it's the same thing with this Q4 hiring thing, right? It's like, whether the market's up or down, whether there's a million opportunities or only a few, why, you know, Grant Cardone, massive action is your only option. So whether the market's good or the market's bad, it doesn't matter. It is what it is. You can't control the market. What you can control is your ability and what you're doing every single day. So why would you not put your best foot forward every day, regardless of what day it is?
I'll tell you why people don't realize that they're doing this. And this is, there's basic mindset, there's like kindergarten mindset work, and then you like graduate and you go to new levels. And I'm about to share with you guys like a level you may not have thought too much about yet. Okay. But when Tim's talking about, when he's comparing this to like being on, and I'm not an athlete, like in any capacity, right? Like, I was a cheerleader, but what I mean, okay, he's comparing it to being on a basketball court, for example, but imagine that being the job market. Like, you're in the game, right? People forget that you have control over your behavior, because you're so automated, you're so programmed, and you're listening to everyone's narrative, the next headline, your own thoughts, lies. You could take that into a spiritual conversation if you wanted to, like, negative forces, like all these things, because you're in it, you become sort of a victim of it. It's not even really your fault. It's like a victim place to be. You're drifting, and you become unaware and unconscious of your own actions and behaviors. But the good news is that you have more control over that if you tap into self-awareness, dive into a self-development book or something, do something to bring yourself back to center and working on you. Because you can control it by getting your thoughts in check, your emotions regulated, and your habits dialed in, right, with time management. Because There's going to be something that come along and upset you, a rejection, an email, a post, a political thing, some other, again, narratives that are out there that will pull you into a negative loop for like literally an entire day, weeks, months, God forbid, years. Like that happens to people. You have to be more in control of your next thought, your next, you know, actions and behavior, because that's what keeps you moving forward. And it's not perfect, but you are in the driver's seat. Like you get to choose. We already know, research shows, go look it up on your ChatGPT, talk to your neuroscience geeks out there, right? Like we already know the brain lies and the brain creates our reality, and it's going to try to stop you and keep you in your comfort zone. We already know that. So knowing that information, what do we have to do? We have to start programming it to serve you and create what's you want your world to look like. Your inner world needs to meet your outer world.
And the number one thing to that, listen, we are not opposed to drinking. There's nothing wrong with doing drinking when you are celebrating something, but I just want to share the facts with you because that's what we do on the Career Report, okay? Leaders who quit drinking feel 30 to 40% mentally sharper within weeks. Let me repeat that again. Leaders who just abstain from alcohol for a couple weeks report 30 to 40% sharper mental focus. If you're an executive about to go through some interview loops in the coming weeks, man, do you want to be 30% more potentially focused? I do, especially if I'm competing with other people. So again, it's like, you know, what is the best version of yourself?
And if that's not enough, it's a class one carcinogen. It's at the top of the list of the thing that's going to cause cancer. If what Tim said didn't turn you off from alcohol more, it's literally the worst thing you can do for your body. For clarity and all that, yeah.
Consistent exercise drops your cortisol levels by almost 30%. It's like, hey, we don't want to do, you know, we're not on this wellness kick just to be on the wellness kick. We're on the wellness kick because we want the ultimate hacks to life. So if you're looking for, you know, that's the premise of today's episode, right? If you're looking for a competitive advantage, we got some really freaking simple things that you need to be doing right now. Number one, know that people are hiring during Q4, okay? And take advantage of it because everyone else out there is chilling. And then number two, if you don't already have enough of an advantage because no one's doing their job search in Q4 predominantly, let's get an extra advantage by just quitting alcohol for a little bit, right? Just a little bit so we can get 30% more focused and move our body, at least going on a walk so I can reduce my cortisol levels by 30%. Like, holy smokes. If all you did was started walking and abstaining from alcohol and focusing on your job search, I guarantee you, you're going to get results in Q4. We're wrapping up because we got 5 minutes before the team meeting with Great ECU.
Yeah, we talk a lot about cortisol, but most people don't really even know what that is or how it impacts you. That's the hormone that if it goes up too high, it's going to keep you in fight or flight. You guys know what that is, right? That means you're in like a high anxious survival state where your intelligence goes down, like high emotion equals low intelligence. You're in this high stress state. It can cause heart palpitations. Again, how this impacts you is you're not in the driver's seat that I'm talking about because your nervous system and your hormones are taking you out. And guess what? Your brain gets addicted to this. So it wants to do this over and over and over. These are loops. So if you can decrease cortisol and keep that at a healthy, you know, I'm not a doctor. Okay. Get your cortisol tested. Go see your doctor about all that. But if you can keep your hormones regulated and keep yourself in a calm, neutral state, we can all agree that you'll have better actions, better communication, better connection, great interviews, right? You'll be in a really amazing place. So this is why the health thing is tied into this, because if you throw the health and wellness journey to the side till the January 1 thing, when you're going to be the new year, new me, then you will also struggle with all of your other goals.
So, hey, we give strategies here all the time, right? We have 200 episodes previously of all of these different strategies that you can deploy. But remember, the best strategy you have right now is you have a competitive edge inside Q4. So if you're doing activity and you increase it, you're going to get traction. And then number two, besides getting traction in my job search, how can I show up as the best version of myself every single day? Hey, go on some walks. Don't have a beer till Thanksgiving. Hey, it's okay to have a drink on Thanksgiving. But leading up to that, hey, let's stay sharp, stay focused. You can get a lot of traction in 2 weeks if you commit to massive action and taking care of yourself. Anything else, Christina?
But don't even have the Thanksgiving one. If you're somebody who this hit home for you and you need some space and a gap between you and your bad habits, like just say no to it all together. Because if you're somebody who has that one drink and it turns into 3, 5, 10 over the course of 3 days, just say no. Wait, back to what? Fifth grade. Just say no. I'm excited for you guys over the holiday season. Again, we break records here over the holiday season. We have amazing promotions over the holiday season. So if you don't get our emails, go sign up for that. And as always, go to execupgrades.com/.
You had it. / podcast if you need help in your career. I mean, you almost had it. Great job.
I didn't want to get that one wrong, guys. I'm not in the marketing team. Come on now.
All right. Hey, that wraps up today's edition of the Career Report. We are Tim and Christina Madden. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, staying informed, right, is the first step to staying ahead in your career. And as always, hey, go leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It's on our vision boards, right, to be one of the top 100 podcasts in all things careers. And only you can make that possible. Thanks so much for tuning in.